Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're back here at Lipscomb Academy. Darren Donick and Chase. 102.5 The Game. And again, a big thanks to Trent Dilfer. That was really, really good stuff. Worth the wait.
Yeah.
And we just had some.
If you miss anything, it'll be on the Game Nashville.
Yes, and I would say if you are just joining us and you missed that discussion, it's well worth a listen. We did. Hal Gill texted.
Yeah, skillsy jumping in.
He joined us earlier in the show, and he was listening.
I just
thought it was great.
I just let Trent Dilfer see his text.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he was saying he appreciated the interview. He really liked it.
I'm sure he got a kick out of that. So it's time for You Just Made the List. And, guys, first of all, we can what's the prize this week, Darren? I think you've got the goods there. And while you look at that, let me tell you that you can jump in on the phone lines at 737-1025. We're going to go to the phones here in a moment. I got to pull up the perfect tweet here before I give mine. So,
okay,
Chase, if you're ready, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, okay.
By the way, a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers at the Ryman Auditorium November 18th.
At the Ryman?
Yes.
Oh,
Doobie
man.
Brothers,
Doobie
at,
Brothers
the Ryman,
at the Ryman
November 18th. That's what's on the line, 737-1025.
All right, so here's mine. And I have I've been sitting on this for a few days, and I've decided that this is what I'm going to do. We all know that it's been brought up several times that the nicknames with the hockey players, and that, okay, I slipped up a time or two, and there's been an RV or a Joey or somewhere here and there. I am officially putting Braden Gall and the rest of Morning Drive on the list and declaring that this is over. We've had our fun. We've all laughed. I've been a good sport about it. But he brought it up on Smashville Live to Ryan Johansson and to Colton Sissons. In the middle of the show, asking them about it, they have said, hey, prefer Ryan, prefer Colton, but don't care. He's good about it. He's cool. It's fine. And I say Ryan, I say Colton. So let's that you are on the list, and we are putting this to rest. The nickname thing, we're done.
I like it, Chase.
We're done.
Chase is hot and bothered with this.
You just made the list.
Look,
yeah,
I love those guys. I know they've had a lot of fun at my expense, but it's been 2 years now, so let's let it go.
You just made the list.
That's good.
So, and so, I'm not being angry about it.
No,
I'm
saying,
you're on the list. Enough is enough.
Standing order.
That was you. That was a good stern. Yeah.
Turn the page.
Yes. Enough.
It's time to move on.
Enough.
We move on. Look, I do a lot of stupid things that you can make fun of. I mean, I ziplined and threw a pumpkin at a Target today. So I dressed up like Minnie Pearl yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, what is Joe Dubin doing with you? I mean,
I'm his.
Is he paying you to be kind of his like Channel 4 clown in the morning? I mean,
he's
dressing you up in dresses. He's got you ziplining with pumpkins.
I'm his assistant, apparently. I'm his guinea pig, as he likes to say.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're like the.
But I like that stuff. It's fun.
You're like the lab rat for his new morning gig.
But, hey, it's people are tweeting at me like, hey, I love that stuff. I had people coming up to me at the Preds game. Hey, it's all about the brand, Darren.
I think we've talked about that.
You got to promote the brand.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't.
Now that I'm on this show,
you
guys are part of the brand.
If you don't, nobody else will.
Exactly. Right. Darren Donovan Chase, weekdays 10 to 2. ESPN 1025 The Game.
Gosh, he's growing up. He's growing up right in front of our eyes.
Mine's going to be a theme that I have gone to from time to time in the past. And it's just a reminder. It's November 1st.
Oh, I know where the Willie's
it's
going.
November 1st.
I know where this is going.
Okay? So I'm just trying to set the tone.
Oh, I know.
Early in the season, because I'm just going to tell you that whoever your favorite team is, whether it's the Predators or the Titans or anybody, they're going to lose another game. Somewhere down the road, they're going to lose more games. And you know what? There's going to be some games where you have the lead and you don't hang on. If comebacks never happen in a game, you know, we wouldn't enjoy sports that much, right? We would turn the game off. So here's the guy. I'm not going to say this guy's name on Twitter, but this is just an example.
Name names.
You're
obviously mad.
No, I'm not going to do
that. You're
mad. No, I'm just pointing this out. The reaction on Twitter last night to our assessment of the game, you know, we put our – Chris Mason and I put out our little points.
Yep.
I like
go back and forth.
I like that you do that.
And this guy says, can we finally start talking about our horrible D? Who cares if we score 5 a game, even if we're giving up 6 or 7? When did we decide that exciting losses – is an upgrade over boring losses? All right. Who was the game that they played on Tuesday?
Chicago.
And how many goals did they give up? They gave up how many goals?
0.
The game before that was in Tampa. Pretty good offensive team,
Lightning
Tampa.
Pretty good.
Down
very
there,
explosive.
How many goals did they give up?
2.
Game before that, Minnesota
shutout.
Wild.
Shutout.
Yeah. Shutout.
Yeah.
The game before that?
1.
The Ducks.
1.
The game before that was they lost to the Panthers. They gave up a shootout goal. So they
gave up 3.
3 with the shootout.
Right,
goal.
So 2.
So really 2.
2, yeah.
So you know what? If we're just going to ignore the trend, okay, then we got a problem. You can't just take a breath before you tweet and just go off on what just happened.
Yeah.
I get it. You're ticked off. The team's ticked off. They don't get a pass. They know they screwed it up. It's one game, but it's not like this was the 5th consecutive game that they had done this. So just relax a little bit before you go off on Twitter.
Thank you, Aaron.
I know it'll never happen, but for those that vented last night and acted like they've never blown a lead before.
You just made the list.
You just made the list.
You just made the list.
So last night.
Take a breath before you tweet.
If we've not learned
have
this
a little
by
bit
now,
of perspective, just a little bit of perspective
now,
is like, all I ask. Just
like,
a little bit.
Like, quite honestly, it's just like, Chase, you were in the room. I'm not. I mean, look, I get it. Nobody wants you to be happy. Nobody wants you to celebrate. Nobody wants you dancing. But it's still the last game in October. And yeah, you're not supposed to be happy, like I said. But this stuff happens.
Right.
People act like this stuff. Do you watch the league?
Right.
Look around the league. It's just like belly aching about calls. They always screw our team. No, do you watch the league? No, they do this to everybody. Watch other games, okay? You get caught up in your little bubble, and you think this only happens here. It only happens. Stop it, okay? It happened. Bad calls are all over the league. Comebacks happen all over the league. It happens in the NHL all the time.
Well, when the Predators came back, they've had a lot. How many? They've had 3 wins when trailing after 2. Mm-hmm. Already this year.
Did you see how they beat the Lightning? They came back. They tied it up late in the third. And I know that wasn't they weren't down 4-1. I get it.
But they were down 4-1 in the Staples Center. It came back. So it happened. Comebacks happen. When it happens to your team, hey, what a great comeback. When the other team comes back on you, it's part of sports.
It's just
yes,
silly.
Yes, it means you weren't getting it done. Your team didn't get it done. But it's not the end of the world. It does happen. Now, if it's a trend. Now, take a look at New Jersey Devils right now. They've had the lead in every home game that they've played in.
And they've given up a lot
of goals.
And they
have given up the lead in all of them. It's been a big problem. Now, that's a problem. So let's hang on. Just take a breath. Have a little perspective before you just fly off the handle on Twitter.
Real quick, last night, I got this tweet. Jabroni34 says, man, that's embarrassing. Did the press just stop playing in the third or what? Missed the game. Listen, I was with most of the press. Adam Vingan, Paul Skrbina, Robbie Stanley. They didn't stop. So, no, they didn't give up.
I see what you
the
did.
Press.
Look, I know
it's well, autocorrect.
That's another category of people on the list. The people who tweet who just saw the score. They didn't watch the game.
And that,
but they still fly off.
Felt the need to still tweet, hey, I didn't see the game,
but what the heck?
To your guys' point, like for the fans, like, okay, relax. Like it's one game. For the players, I don't have an issue with them being ticked off after a game.
Right.
Like
you
want
to hear some frustration,
now,
right?
Do I wish, you know, they'd be a little more open and talk and okay, you can't always get what you want, but I do understand the frustration because when you're up the way they were and then the third period happens, sometimes, you know, you need that kick though. And that's why I asked the question to Nick Bonino last night of, okay, you got practice tomorrow. How do you address this? What's the mindset going into it? And he's, you know, was like, we obviously have to look at something and that's
right.
that's you expect that, right. But for the fans, like it's game 13.
The thing is, I love the passion. That's what makes the atmosphere in that building great, is the passion of the fans. So just try to have balance between the passion, the will to win, the want for the team to do well. When it doesn't go your way, that is part of it. It's a long season. It's November 1st. Just relax a little bit. That's just my lesson. I'm trying to put
Again,
it out there.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's probably not going to work.
I love that. It's not going to work.
737-1025. 737-1025. Who or what is on your list? This is therapeutic time, man. This is time to release. Something's been bothering you all week. Clearly, you just heard this. This has been, these two guys, they've been waiting for this moment on Friday. Now it's your turn.
Is someone on your list or are you in a good mood this week?
It's been a good week for you?
Yeah, I don't really.
Wow. I'm proud of you.
Well, I had one. Well, let me just say this, okay? I had one, and I've decided to put it in the file cabinet. Just file it away.
Okay.
Okay? So I've decided that I'm not willing to take this to the air yet. Okay? Or ever. I don't know. It just depends. I've just decided
right now
it's
in the vault.
It's Herm Edwards. Okay, I thought about it. And I was like, you know what?
I'm not going to press send.
I'll put this one in the file cabinet. I'm just going to file this away, okay, and I'll leave it at that. So, yeah.
I have a story I'm going to file away until Tuesday that you were a part of.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring that up Tuesday.
Well, yeah. Maybe. Well, I was just like, yeah, I don't know if we're bringing it up on the air or off. I don't know, but, I mean, those are some of the fun times of doing this job where there's things that happen behind the scenes that are good, funny stories, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out who or what is on your list. Let's start things off with Doug. He always brings it. Doug, who or what is on your list?
Guys, over the summer, and I need to start off, my property backed up the backside of a subdivision. I'm not part of that subdivision. And over the summer, my back neighbor had a guy that mowed the yard, a young kid, and he was just being a kid, and he literally took the lawnmower of this lawn service and ran over a ball and blew the stuffings all over my yard. I didn't call my neighbor, and I just got the number, and I said, hey, the guy that just mowed this yard, he blew the guts of a ball over my yard. And they sent the kid out, and he raked it all up. I didn't chastise him. I said, man, you just can't be stupid. Well, they've recently hired another lawn service, and just this morning, I don't have trees in my yard. I don't have trees because I don't like to rake leaves. The new lawn service has blown the leaves from that property all over my yard. So second lawn service, whoever you are, because I don't know the name, for blowing the leaves of that property all over my yard, you just made the list.
You just made the list.
No, that's no good.
Maybe they're called Leaf Blower Incorporated.
Yeah,
and
no,
there's some protocol when it comes to having trees. You rake your own leaves.
Yeah, you can't blow leaves into your neighbor's yard.
It's a violation.
Come on, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Citations will be issued.
That's landscaping 101. Come on.
All right,
Doug, thank you as always. Yeah,
the leaves are on my yard.
Yeah, you can't do that. The best is, what about the landscaping companies that just blow it in the streets? Right? Like, is that acceptable?
Not really.
I mean, we really
end up back
about
in your yard.
If you think about it, is I mean, where do they think that's going? What does that do? I mean, do they think that it's what? Just going to get lifted up in the clouds and it just goes away? I mean,
yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
You definitely don't blow it in the neighbor's yard, but even in the street, I think that's not a good move either.
You know, like if you have a neighborhood where, like our neighborhood has, they, you know, our association hires out landscaping them and they come do the whole, you know, landscape of the neighborhood. Well, these, it's big, you know, we got big areas and there's times where they just blow all that stuff into
the street.
I'm like, wow, okay. where do you think that's going? I mean, it's either going to end up in somebody's yard or everybody has to drive through it. I mean, what do you, I'm not sure what you're thinking there.
If it's just a couple of loose leaves, that's one thing.
No,
but we're talking a lot of leaves.
No, a lot of leaves.
Yeah.
All right, Mookie, you're up next. Who or what's on your list?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Constable, anytime that the morning show ends up on the list, I'm always game, and you are right. You're a patient brother, man. They give you a hard time on that mess, and I listen to them all the time. Let them flub a name. Let them mess up a stat or a game schedule or something. And they're very quick to blame it on the programmer or it was on the screen wrong. But they give you a hard time like no other. So as far as I'm concerned, if I win these tickets, you're going to see the Doobie Brothers, man.
You just made the list.
But anyway, all the networks are on my list. Fox, ESPN, for having these referees give us information about a play that has been exhausted by the commentators and that we can obviously see. And then they throw it to Tessitore or they throw it to whoever it is, the referee, and then the ref basically almost every time reiterates exactly what Joe Buck and Aikman have said and give you no new information, but yet they sit somewhere in New York like it's a job that only they can do because they were once referees. ABC, ESPN, and Fox, you just made the list.
You just made the list!
All right, Mookie. Hope you feel better. You
brought it. That's good.
I like
that
it.
Good.
That was good.
Appreciate Mookie for having my back there.
Tony, who or what is on your list? Bring it.
Guys, I hope you eat all your children's candy. That's first of all that you got last time.
Plan on it. Thank you.
I snagged a couple.
Second of all, who really made my list? You get the paper this morning, you look at it, and the article, here it is, football weekend, big weekend's coming up for everybody, and college football I'm talking about primarily here, and you want to read something about the Vanderbilt-South Carolina game, so on and so forth, and you read about the headlines is about beer sales to continue at Vanderbilt. Who cares about beer sales being made? Is that why we've got to draw the fans in there to let them all know we're still selling beer? I think everybody's got the picture now that we're selling beer at Vanderbilt among other SEC schools. Really, is this where we're at? You just made the list, Adam Sparks and the Tennessean. Thank you, guys.
You just made the list.
So Tony wants a breakdown of the game. He does.
Yeah, he wants to talk about. Well, that was even for basketball and baseball. That news story is about other sports. It's not even about football. He wanted to know more about Vanderbilt, South Carolina coming up.
It's a big game.
Yeah.
But like, wasn't that back in the day when the Titans or the Oilers were trying to negotiate to play at Vanderbilt? They couldn't sell beer, and so that's why they went to Memphis for the first year. Wasn't that right? I was young.
I don't know. That's a Floyd. Honestly, that's a Floyd Reese question.
For some reason, I thought that was.
Ask the GM is on Thursdays.
Okay. I'll call in.
At Vanderbilt, I don't think they could sell the beer.
No, that's what I'm saying. But they could at the Liberty Bowl, so that's why.
Yeah, because it's on campus, and yeah, I think that was part of it.
I mean, it sounds right, but that's honestly, that's a ask the
GM. I feel like that's true.
He would know the answer. 737-1025.
I'll just text him. I won't wait until.
Okay. Drew, who or what is on your list?
I honestly really do not know who to put on my list other than my beloved Alabama Crimson Tide. And I guess I'm going to have to put Scott Cochran or the medical staff or somebody. Alabama has had more injuries combined this year than I think they have in the past combined five seasons. And I don't know, with all the money in the sports program there, how they can't keep the players more healthy.
You just made the list!
I feel like Alabama has, I mean, just like everybody has, is this year any different than any other year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, half the Alabama starters are out, or have been out at one point this season.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Thank you, Drew.
That's always a fine line, at least from the outside, for sure. It's just so hard to point your finger. Like, if I think it's possible to have the best training, best sports information, or not sport, best, strength and conditioning coach, best athletic trainers, best nutrition, and you could still have a rash of injuries just because. It's a tough game.
Max, do we have Scott Cochran on this?
I need you lower!
Thank you, Scott. I love that so much.
Right, I mean, it's like A plus B doesn't always, like, because you have injuries does not mean your training staff is bad.
Yeah.
Right?
There are places, though, where you go, gosh, what is it about?
Right. Oh, the Mets. I completely get the call because in New York, that the last couple of years, it's like, why are all these
There's
guys getting injured? What's the
like,
deal? Why are all these pitchers getting hurt?
The Titans had a string of hamstring injuries, and Steve Watterson got blamed for that. And, I mean, now Steve Watterson's not the strength and conditioning coach anymore and was for a very long time. Not saying that was why, but – they always want you always start somewhere because you got to blame somebody.
Well, it's like the batting coach, right? Show me a team that's not hitting. The first guy to go is the hitting coach.
Yeah,
always, right?
I just saw who just named Brian Price their new hitting coach. Who did I see that last night?
The Price was
Phillies.
Well, I'll give you a good example. Kevin Long, I think, is the coach at the hitting coach for the Nationals. That guy's been the hitting coach for five or six different teams. Yeah. Alex Rodriguez was talking to Trey Turner. Is that a Kevin Long philosophy? He recognized something that Trey Turner was saying. Kevin Long's been the fall guy.
Pitching coach several times. Brian Price is the pitching coach for the Phillies.
Oh, pitching coach for the Phillies. Yeah. Okay. Ryan, who or what's on your list?
Hey, guys. It happens every year right around this time. And it's a huge pet peeve of mine. The seasons change, and you see posts on social media and people saying, well, only in Tennessee would it be 65 one day and 32. Only in Alabama. It happens everywhere. It's not unique to your area. Please get over it. You have made my list.
You just made the list.
That's pretty good.
I like
that. Right? I mean, I think we're all kind of guilty of that.
Yeah.
You know, like we only think that here the temperature drop of 30 degrees in a short amount of time is it only happened here. Like that doesn't happen anywhere else.
It does happen.
Like Denver was experiencing 80-degree days and then it was snowing.
And then it was 8 degrees. Now that's pretty extreme.
Right.
Well, let me give you one other. You just made the list. This was one from John Oliver on HBO. He always has this little comedic thing. Usually he picks on the media for something. He did a string of people. He put people on the list. Sort of basically without saying it, you're putting these people on the list. When Houston was down 2-0 in the World Series, they must have had 25 news people, you know, with the throwaway line of Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah,
like, and then after a while, you'd have to. I think people have used that before.
Yeah, we've.
So all the people that tried to be funny and use the low hanging fruit line, Houston, we have a problem. Those people got put on the
list. You just made the list.
New material.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's been used.
It was hilarious. So when you string them all together, I mean, who knows where in the country all these people were from.
We will get a winner when we come back on the other side. Pick a good winner for the Doobie Brothers at the Ryman. Also, the Colts have announced one of their star players is going to be out for a while. So we'll tell you who that is to wrap up the third hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase as Willie and Chase have just figured it out.
No, I knew because I just made the adjustment.
He's on their fantasy team.
Just made the
adjustment. Ruh-roh. We'll be back to wrap up the third hour next. Pick six coming up for the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase. We're live here at Lipscomb Academy. We've had a really good time here. Of course, their big game tonight, a lot on the line. Playoff implications and a chance for them to host their first ever playoff game. And that's what's on the line against BGA tonight at 7 o'clock. Like I said, pick six coming up at 1 o'clock. The Colts have announced that their fine wide receiver T.Y. Hilton will miss the next 3 to 4 weeks due to a calf injury.
Well, that's not good for them.
That's not good. We are not deep at wide receiver, Chase. We got issues.
No, not good.
Cole Beasley, come on down. You're in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
That does not sound like a good alternative.
We're looking
T.Y. at Hilton to Cole Beasley.
No. No, we don't feel very confident in that.
Yeah, we were relying pretty heavily on T.Y.
Mike Vrabel has said that Ben Jones, their center, will be out for this game against Carolina. They've got some guys banged up. Well,
Ben Jones, I couldn't believe he came back in the game. Did you see him get kind of doubled over? He got pushed back, and there was a guy behind him, and it looked like his leg was just pointing north and his body was pointing south.
That's never good, by the way.
I mean, he gutted it out. They had two guys. They were down to five linemen at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a concern going against this defense as well. So the offensive line has had issues all along. They're battling through it. We'll see if they can come up with a formula here. Because a lot of other things in the offense seem to be coming around some.
The Mets have said their managerial search is down to Eduardo Perez and Carlos Beltran. Look, nothing against Eduardo Perez. I don't understand that. Look, we've had him on the show many times. I've met him many times. I've done a couple baseball functions with him in the past. I like him. I think he does really good work. To be your next manager? You talking about out of nowhere, Eduardo Perez?
I mean, but Carlos Beltran, is that not in the same category?
Well, he played for a long time. I mean, he's a player.
But Eduardo Perez played for a long time.
I know, he's been on the media side forever. I mean, how long has he been doing?
But have you not been keeping up with, like,
Aaron Boone,
Gabe Kepler?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the trend now.
Is it? I mean, I guess John Lynch did the same, but he only did media for, a year?
But in baseball, I mean, that's what – We've
Bob
talked
Brenly?
About this on the show. I mean,
Bob Brenly did. Won a World Series.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're just getting these guys out of the TV booth, and they're studying the game. Now, Aaron Boone has been successful, but he also inherited a really good team.
So I'm the only one that thinks when you hear Eduardo Perez is the next manager of the Mets, thinks that's a little odd. Am I the only person?
I'm not saying
you guys aren't surprised by that? Like, it's down to him? And Beltran?
The manager of a Major League Baseball team in this day and age where you have all of this information and you have a team of people that are driving a lot of the decisions that are made, I think it makes the job of the manager a very different job than it was back in the day. Right? You're no longer going out there arguing with umpires. It's more just managing people, right? Creating a good atmosphere. So it's not as crazy as it would have sounded to me once upon a time.
Yeah, I don't know of those two which one would be better. I mean, Beltran hasn't been out of the game very long, so maybe you give him an edge. But Eduardo Perez is one of the top analysts on ESPN, so he's obviously keeping up with everything.
I think you can learn a lot from where they sit there. I mean, Eduardo Perez lives it. You know, he studies it. So it won't be a lack of knowledge. Now, experience down in there in the dugout, I guess you're starting from scratch on both, but there's been plenty that have jumped in there and done well.
Look, Gabe Kepler was a miss, but Aaron Boone, I guess we would say, pretty good. I mean, he inherited a really good team. David Ross is going to be a question mark. But, again, a lot of talent with the Cubs. So, who knows? I mean, I guess
the good news for, at least if you go the Beltran route, you don't really have to pay him much. I mean, he's made his money. I'd be like, Carlos, you don't need any money, man. I mean, what's his career earnings?
Well, the Mets themselves paid him over $100 million, I think.
Yeah, right. He's made a couple $100 million. I mean, hey, Carlos, can you do this on the cheap, man? Let you be a manager on the cheap. I tell you what, if you win, we'll have clauses with winning.
Well, and the Mets are a team that's right there, too. I mean, with their talent, so
are they?
They're going for it. This is the year they've got to do it. I'm very curious to see how they approach it when you have the defending world champion.
Before they lose the arms?
Well, and think about this. The Nationals could lose Rendon. Probably are going to.
Astros are going to lose Cole. I know that's the American League, but
so the Nationals could lose Strasburg.
But where does Cole go? That's the interesting part.
Right.
Does he go to the Mets division?
Well, that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
The Yankees are going to bid for one of these guys.
You don't have anything to say on Garrett Cole?
I would like to acquire Garrett Cole.
Well, don't you think that's real? Don't you think they're going to be in the hunt?
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to be in the hunt.
I mean, they're going to be right in the thick of things, are they not?
Because they have to. I mean, they have to have a veteran arm.
That's what they need.
Well, they need a true number one.
Yeah, a horse.
Ace. Yeah. Just an ace. Yeah. Just a guy that you know what you're getting.
I agree. And for the Mets.
And Soroka, I think, can be that for the Braves.
The Nationals.
Not Garrett Cole. I mean, not Soroka's, but he's not Garrett Cole.
No, he's not. Not yet.
Garrett Cole, for most of the season, was the most dominant pitcher in the game.
Yeah.
Soroka's really nice, but he's not that guy.
Well, he potentially
could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
But it'd be nice to have a guy who's further along in his career to support him. Because Soroka's special. There's no question about that. But you need more than one guy. But the Mets, you're looking at the Nationals perhaps losing Strasburg, who can opt out, and who's his agent.
I don't believe that'll happen, though.
His agent?
I know, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think he's opting out.
Really?
I do.
That's the report.
I really do.
Really?
CC Sabathia says he will be a
Yankee. Won the World Series MVP.
That he'll go to the Yankees.
That's the rumor, anyway. Huh. CC Sabathia would say, hey, listen, Garrett Cole is leaving, and Steven Strasburg is leaving. The Yankees are going after Strasburg. That's what he said.
Interesting.
Is Sabathia going to be the next one? That now that he's retiring, is he
becomes a broadcaster?
Broadcaster and then a manager?
And then a manager? Who knows? Who knows? But the Mets have Stroman and Syndergaard basically for one more year. And they also could bring Zach Wheeler back.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't happen next year, they're going to – it's
Isn't
it's
like
about
tomorrow
to
that Strasburg has to make the decision? It's 3 days after the World Series.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. It's coming up. Stay tuned.
The Redskins have announced that Dwayne Haskins will start Sunday versus Buffalo.
Great environment for him.
His first career start on the road against the Bills.
Great environment. Yeah, the Bills don't play any defense.
Good luck with that one. We'll come back. Fourth and final hour. We kick off with pick six. That's next.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.